The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In this week's Parashas, Parashas Vayera, it begins, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'elenei Mamre, and Hashem appeared to Avraham in Eloinei Mamre, Behu Yeshe Pesach El Kechem Hayom. And he was sitting in front of the tent in the heat of the day. The previous subject dealt with at the end of Parshas Lech Lecho was the Brish Milah. Avraham was commanded to circumcise himself in Yishmael and all of his household. Rashi brings, why did Hashem come to Avraham? Levaker esachayim. Brings from the Gemara Bamasir Atevov. Omer Abchama Bachanino. Abchama Bachanino says, Yem Shlishi Lemilose Hoyo. It was the third day of the Bris Milo. Uba Akorish Borchu Vishal Bishlemai. Akorish Borchu came to seek his welfare. He came to visit him, because he was sick. From here we learn, we have a source of the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. It's a mitzvah, it's an obligation to come and visit someone who is sick. The Gemara Masech Teseita, at the end of the first perek, Daf Yud Daled, tells us, Acharei Hashem Elokecha Teilechu, that you shall follow, go after Hashem, follow in his footsteps. How is it possible to follow in the footsteps of the Almighty? To emulate his qualities. And there the Gemara explains. Whatever good things that he does, it's a mitzvah for you to do. For example, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malbush Harumim, he makes clothes for those who have no clothes. We find this in the beginning of the Sefer Torah with Adam and Chava, the first man and woman. So it's a mitzvah for you also to do this. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries the dead, because at the end of the Sefer Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu it states that Hashem buried him. So from here it's a mitzvah for you also to do. So the Gemara also brings here, states HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevaker Chayli. He visits the sick. As it states here, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eleina Mamre, that he came to visit Avraham Avinu. So Mahu Vaker Chaylim Afato Vaker Chaylim. That Mahu Mevaker Chaylim Afato Vaker Chaylim. Just like he visits the sick, therefore it's a mitzvah for you also. Now from here we see 3 points. Firstly, it's a mitzvah sesei min haTorah, a positive commandment from the Torah, that one should visit the sick. Because the mitzvah of acharei Hashem elokecha teilechu, you shall follow in the footsteps of the Almighty, this is counted amongst the 613 mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah sesei, a positive commandment. Secondly, we see that this is the Hanhoga, this is the quality of the Almighty Himself. And thirdly, we see that this mitzvah has an extra dimension to it. Because there are two types of mitzvahs. One mitzvah where the Almighty commands us to do something, like the mitzvah of tefillah, to be mispalel, to pray, or the mitzvah of sukkah, to sit in a sukkah, or the mitzvah of matzah, to eat matzah, or the negative commandments that you shouldn't eat things that are not kosher. There's another mitzvah which we are commanded to do for a better reason, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does it. Not something that merely he's commanding us to do, and therefore it's a mitzvah. But because this is what he does, and he tells us that we must follow his footsteps, we must emulate him. And this is the mitzvah of Bikur Chayli, like the Gemara says. If he does it, and it's a mitzvah for you to emulate him, therefore it's a mitzvah for you to do it. So we said that firstly we find that this is one of the Taryag mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs, which is included in the mitzvah essay of Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. Secondly, it's the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And thirdly, this gives it an extra dimension, like we mentioned. So from here we can see the dimension and greatness and importance of this mitzvah. The Gemara brings another source also. The Gemara in Bo Metzia, Daf Lamed Omed Beis, in Perek Elo Metzias, brings a posuk from Yisrael, Pashas Yisrael. Shmos Yud Ches Posuk Chof. Vizarta Esem Es HaChukim Ves HaTores Vohodato Lehem Es HaDerech Yerchuvo Ves HaMasa Asher Yasun. Yisro was advising Moshe. So he said, set up a whole system of Dayonim, of judges, and the judges will instruct the people, will instruct you, them, the chukim, the statutes, the satores, mitzvahs of the Torah, and they will make known to the people the way in which they should walk, and that they shall do. The Gemara in Bo Metzia darshins, expounds from every phrase in this posuk a different area of Torah. So when it states that they shall make known to them the way they shall walk, from Yelchu, from the way they shall walk, the Gemara says Zubi Kachelim. This refers to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So we have also another source. Actually, we can ask, why does the word Yelchuva, make known to them the way they should walk, they should go, why does that refer to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick? What does Yelchuva, the way you shall go, the way you shall walk, have to do with Bikur Cholim? I once discussed this a number of years ago with a very, very good friend, Rabbi Eloy, who davens with us every Shabbos. And he showed me a Torah Tamima, Sefer Torah Tamima, that asked the question. And he says, perhaps because generally a sick person you put in a room which is well inside of the house, because he needs shmirah, he needs a good room that is quiet and that is warm and so forth. So therefore you have to go in to see the person. He says perhaps that's the drosha, that's the remes, that's the indication of the Torah Asher Yelchuvo. Actually, from the Maral in Nesiva Chesed, Perek Dalet, is Mavura, comes out another explanation, which actually gives us an insight into this mitzvah. He says this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs you can fulfill without going to the mitzvah, but with the mitzvah coming to you. For example, tzedakah. Man comes to you and asks for money. You give him money, you fulfill the mitzvah. You didn't go to him, he came to you. even though it would have been much better had you gone to him before he came to you. But nevertheless, it's not me'akiv, that doesn't disqualify the mitzvah. If he comes to you and he asks, you give him money, you fulfill the mitzvah. Many mitzvahs you can fulfill by staying where you are, and the mitzvah will come to you. Not so with bikachelim. Why not? Because the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, yes, what? Why do the Chazal, the sages, call it Bikur Chaylim? What is the word Bikur Chaylim? The word Bikur comes from the word, for example, as it states, Levaker ben Hatevu ben Hara. Bikur means to distinguish, to investigate. This is the what it means, Bikur Chaylim. The mitzvah is to investigate the needs of the sick person. Why? Because he cannot tell you his needs. If a person is sick, he cannot come to you. If a person who is sick needs something, the mitzvah is to go to him and find out what he needs. This is the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. And therefore, you are not fulfilling this mitzvah by merely staying in your place. But you have to go to the person who's sick. And you have to be me'ayin, you have to do a research as to find out what are his needs in order to fulfill this mitzvah. He says, this is why in the Shas, all the time it's mentioned, nichnosim levaker es achela. The phrase, they were nichnas, they went in to be mevaker achela, they went in to visit the sick. It's not merely a question of a social visit, and you can fulfill that in his home or in your home, but rather bikur, to be me'ayin, to do an investigation and a research to see what are the needs of the chole and to fulfill those needs. According to this, we understand why it's called Bikur Chaylim. We understand why the Shas refers to it as, they always state, Nichnasu ha-Talmidim levaker es Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. The Talmidim went in to visit Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai when he was sick. And then we can understand why the Gemara learns it out of the Posuk Yelchuvo. It's a mitzvah which you can only fulfill in its totality by you going to it. The obligation of this mitzvah. Firstly, what is its shir? What are its limitations? It comes under the title of Gebilas Chasodim, of acts of kindness. That's also learned out of that pasuk that we mentioned before, Acharei Hashem Elokecha Telechu. Therefore, the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechta Peah, which states, Eile Dvorim Shein Lamshir, that Gebilas Chesed, acts of kindness, is from the mitzvahs which have no limitations. When the Mishnah states Ein Lam Shir, no limitations, it means Bein Lamalo, Bein Lamato, both maximal limitations or minimal limitations, which means that anything you do for the Chayla, that's a mitzvah, and the minimal and even maximum. And that's why the Gemara brings in Masechta Nedorim, there's a sugya of Bikur Chaylim and Masechta Nedorim, Daf Lamates, Omid Beis, and Daf Mem. Even 100 times a day is a mitzvah to visit the sick. This, though, is conditional that this is the tevis hachela, if it's for the benefit of the chela. Sometimes 100 times a day is not going to be for the benefit of the sick person, as we'll discuss in a few minutes. Also, when it comes to the shir, when it comes to the limitations of the mitzvah, the Gemara brings there afilu godel eitzel koton. It's not a mitzvah which a person is obligated to do only for someone who's greater than him. or only for someone who's equal to him, but afilo godel etzel kotten, even someone who is of a lower position than he is, or a kotten, kotten, the little translation of a kotten means a minor, a young boy, is also a mitzvah of bikachelim to go visit him. Rashi in Masecht Nedarim says kotten, kotten mamish, even a minor, a young person. The Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Baruch, in the Sefer Avos Chesed, he deals with this mitzvah in Chelek Gimel, Perek Gimel. In his Hagah, in his note, he asks a question. He says, this is a pshita, this is obvious, why shouldn't you be obligated to take care of a kohen? Is he Israel like anyone else? Just because he's a minor, that means there's no mitzvah to take care of him when he's sick. So what is the chiddush, what is the Gemara coming to tell us? Afilu godel etzel kotten. So he said he would learn differently. It means, that's obvious, but it means that what happens if someone is, you're a great person, and he's not such a great person. You're a great person in Torah, and in mitzvahs, and he's not such a great person. Then I would say maybe you're potter, you're free from the mitzvah. Why? Either the same question, he's still a Yisrael. Because we find by the mitzvah Vashovas Aveda, Zokein Ve'ena Lefikfei Deis Potter. Torah tells us that when it comes to returning a lost article, which is a mitzvah, I say, and both a positive commandment and a negative commandment, if you find something which belongs to someone else, you're obligated to return it. The Gemara says, what happens if it will be against the dignity of the person to do that? For example, you find someone's horse or someone's donkey has gone astray. So the mitzvah is to run after it and catch it, take it home with you, take care of it until it can be returned to the owner. What happens if the person is a great Talmud Chochem and it's not his manner of conduct to go running after horses or donkeys in public? So the Gemara says he's potter, we learn out from the Torah, he's potter from that mitzvah. He is exempt from that mitzvah. It's called Zokein Ve'ena Lefik Feideh. So perhaps here also we would say you're potter. That's the chidush, that's why the Gemara comes and tells us Afilu Godel Eitzel Kotten. That is not an exemption here by Bikachelim. That even for the Anosi Sheb Israel, for the greatest man in Israel, it's also a mitzvah to go and help take care of someone who is from the lowest stature in Israel. Then the Chofetz Chaim asks, if this is what it means, where do we learn this from? How do we know? Maybe he would be exempt. He brings a good proof. The Gemara brings in Masechta Ervin, Daf Yud Ches. It states, Vayivi'ehu al ha'odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after you put Odom Arishon, the first man, to sleep, and from the side or the rib of Odom, he made a woman. It states that Hashem brought her to him. One asks, what does it mean Hashem brought her to him? He made her, he could have left her there. Adam would have woke up, he would have found her. Why does it have to be Vayivi'ehu ala Adam? Hashem brought her to him. So it states that Hashem was what we would call an unterfuhrer. He brought her to him just as those who bring a kala to a chosum. Just he fixed her up very nicely. States he made her hair very beautiful. And then he escorted her to Odom for the chasana. Naseh Ashushvin, Mor says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a shushvin, a best man for Chava at their marriage. So the Gemara says, from here we see the great mitzvah of achnosis kala. of helping people get married and giving them the proper honor and dignity at the time they get married. And then the Gemara says, Lamda Tera Derech Eretz, Sha'esa Golu Shushvinis Lakotin. And from here the Torah teaches us not only the mitzvah, but the Derech Eretz also. You might say that that's a mitzvah for people of the same stature. But if someone is a great man in Israel, for him to become a shushvin, for him to become a best man or a bridesmaid, for someone who is of a much lower stature, that's not proper. Here we see not like that, the Gemara says. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the Almighty himself, went and escorted Chava. So we see that even the greatest in Israel is a mitzvah that for him to become an assistant to someone who's far under his stature when it comes to marrying them off. So the Kovetz Chaim says, if that's the case, the same thing over here. We see who came to visit Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty himself. So we see Afilu Godleit Fokotin. That it's a mitzvah not only for two people of equal stature, but even someone who's far greater is a mitzvah for him to visit someone and take care of someone who's of lesser stature. So therefore, he says, this is how he would explain the Gemara in the Dorim that says, Afilu Godel Eitzel Kot, even a great man by a lesser person. The Gemara tells us, and also in your these dinim are brought in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya Simin Shin Lamed Hey. The Gemara tells us, when should you go and visit Simin Shin Lamed Hey Yoredeya? The Gemara tells us, when should you go and visit? The Gemara says as follows: Akrevim v'achaverim nichnosim miyad shenechla. As soon as a person becomes sick, it's speaking about a serious ailment, Rachmana Lislan. As soon as a person becomes sick, so then his family and his close friends, they go and attend to him immediately. Arachekim acher gimel yomim. But the rest of the people, by them it's not a mitzvah to go until after 3 days. Mora brings this in the Dorim. The Rova got sick, and he told people, he told them, others shouldn't come until after 3 days. Ki hechi delei lisrei mazlei. Because maybe he'll get well right away. You really don't know how sick he is right away. And it's not good. It's not a good mazel to give someone a name of a chela who's sick, who's not sick. This way, if everyone is going to go visit him right away, so then there'll be machzik him. He becomes established as a very sick person. And that's not good for his mazel. So therefore, the immediate family, close friends, go right away. But others, they should wait until 3 days. But if he, before 3 days, he becomes very seriously sick, very seriously sick, then you can go immediately. So this is a halacha. It's teaching us the halacha and derech eretz, and this is something that we should be careful with. That it's not a mitzvah to jump in right away. For those who are close to him, yes. His inner circle and his family, yes. But for others, for the public to jump in right away is not a mitzvah. Because maybe it's not serious, and the doctor will tell him, look, you're all right, go home after a day of investigation. Meanwhile, here he's got a name throughout the city that he's a sick person. And that itself is not good. As when you learn the Gemaras and the Halochas, you'll find out that, like we said, Biker Chayli means Iyun. It's a great Chochmah, it's a great wisdom. It doesn't mean just to jump, Springsach, just to jump in. Because great damage can be done with that in many areas, as we'll see. So it's something which takes great wisdom also, and great art. What is the purpose now? Ultimate purpose of visiting? It's mevura, it comes out from the Gemaras and the Beiskim. The ultimate purpose is as follows: to help the sick person in every possible way, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to help him in every possible way. And to do whatever you can in order to lighten the sickness and to lighten the suffering and the discomfort. Therefore, these are the things that one should concentrate on. Firstly, to supervise those who are in a position to do so. First thing, to supervise, it's brought his medical treatment. You need to see that he's getting proper and good medical treatment. If he's under the supervision of a good doctor, okay, good. But not all the time does a person have access to a doctor. Because the Chaim brings, that in many cases it's a poor person. He can't afford the best doctors, he can't afford the best medicines or whatever it might be. Then also many times, unfortunately, someone can end up in a hospital, but he's not under the supervision of good doctors, unless someone else is keeping an eye on these things. So the first thing is to do what you can, if you're in a position to supervise his medical treatment, to see that he has a refuah. Secondly, Mora brings Nikiosa. If he's in a hospital, generally that's taken care of. But many times he might be at home and maybe there's no one to take care of him. So to come and see that his house is taken care of and everything is nice and tidy and clean, because he's not able to do that for himself. The Gemara brings in the Sugya Nedorim, it says, Maisa b'talmid echad mi talmidei Rebbe Akiva, one of the disciples of Rebbe Akiva Shecholo, that became sick. Leiniknusu chachomim levakrei. It wasn't known, so nobody came to visit him. But Rebbe Akiva finally decided to find out what's happening. So he went to his house and he saw he was very sick. So keep doveriv telefonov. He went and he cleaned his house for him. And he washed his things for him. And he took care of him. Vechoyo. And because of this, he became well. Omele Rebbe hachisoni. So when he got well, he said, Rebbe, you brought life to me. Yotze Rebbe Akiva v'dorish kol mishein mevaka chelim kilu shefik domi. So from here Rebbe Akiva went and he darshened and he said, whoever doesn't visit, take care of the needs of the sick. Now here again, bika, to go see what one needs, is kilu shefik domi, heaven forbid. He could be responsible for shvichas domi, for one's death. B'macholei, one is a great obligation to see that he's eating properly, that he has proper food. Malbushai, that he has proper clothing, and if it's cold, he has warm clothing, and vice versa. Also, spirit. Mora tells us that a sick person is very prone to become depressed. To become depressed or to become all confused. And this, firstly, will hamper and become an obstacle in his refuah, in his becoming well. Doctors will tell you that a patient who is happy can become well much faster than a patient who is depressed and very low in spirits. But not only that, as we'll see a little further, the Gemara tells us that this is even a sakona. For a sick person to become depressed where they become titrev daite, where he can become all confused or panicky. This is a danger for him. So to lift up his spirits is from the greatest mitzvahs. Simchosai, to be mesameachim, to make him happy. Bipanososai, many times the person is sick, so he needs panoso. He can't work, he or his family. And then bemili deshmayo bemitzvaysof, and then to take care of his spiritual needs also. Because of this, the sages have cautioned us that we must be very careful not to do anything which is contrary to what we mentioned before. Anything that will, heaven forbid, make the sickness worse or cause him extra suffering, be it physical or emotional suffering, or become too much of a bother or a nuisance to him. For example, some people visit the sick, but it's really not to his benefit, and they become, the Gemara says, they become yatriach olav yesemidai, they become too much of a nuisance to him or too much of a pressure. Or someone can go visit someone in the hospital and sit with him and talk with him for an hour. This can be damaging to his health, because he should be resting, he shouldn't be talking. Mora brings, for example, it says, "Ein mevakrin chayli reish v'chayli inayim shadibur kosher lehem." People who are sick with extreme headaches, or they're sick because of eye problems, Mora says you must minimize your visits to them, besides caring for their needs, because it's difficult for them to speak, and speaking aggravates or tires them out when they need their rest. And on this, one must listen to the doctors. And unfortunately, not everybody does. Many times in a hospital, they'll tell you not more than 2 visitors at a time, or you can go in there but just for a short time. And 10-15 people go in because they think they're doing the greatest mitzvah. And meanwhile, they can, heaven forbid, kill the patient. And this is not a joke. I heard of one case where there was a man who had a heart attack, and they put him in intensive care, the ICU. And they kept him there for a few days. And then, as often as common today, the ICU was crowded, and they needed the space. So the doctor said, look, there are greater emergencies. He would like to keep him here for another day or two, but there are greater emergencies. So he moved him into a room. But he told the family, go very easy with him. He has to be quiet and rest. And next day was Shabbos. On Shabbos, the whole family came down and sat with him the whole day. They thought it was the greatest mitzvah. Einik Shabbos, it's Shabbos. A day or two later, he had a massive heart attack and he died. This was the case. Now, I'm not saying that it was because of that, but certainly that didn't help the situation. And that's why this is not a joking matter. When a doctor says no visitors, that's exactly what it means. Or if the sister tells you no visitors, or she says you can go in there but stay only 5 minutes, it means 5 minutes. And if someone is staying longer, he's playing with something that could be life or death. Another example. It states we must also be very careful with the feelings and the dignity of the sick person. We shouldn't do anything that will compromise his dignity or cause embarrassment to him. Unfortunately, in today's society, you see many people who are sick, they are no longer treated as people. They become like We're talking about serious people. People are seriously sick in the hospital or other places. They're treated like something between the living and the dead. It's a different species. And nobody seems to care too much for their dignity or their feelings. The Gemara says not like that. For example, the Gemara says, if someone has a serious stomach sickness, and that's why he's sick, or that's why he's in the hospital, so it's not a mitzvah to visit him. Because many times it's very, very embarrassing for him. And you must treat a sick person with the greatest honor and dignity that you treat anyone else. Unfortunately, many doctors and many nurses and many administrators of hospitals are not careful with this. They're not careful how the sick person, see, they're under pressure and they're working fast, but they're not careful how the sick person is dressed or how he's not dressed or how he's treated or how he's moved around. And this is contrary to the instruction of the sages. Another point one must be very careful in. Another point Mora brings, must be very careful how to speak to a sick person. It says not to speak shaleladaber lekoshes, not to speak harshly to him, because again his whole spirit is low to begin with and he's very vulnerable, and a harsh word, it says, can break him. Once his spirits go down, you're working against his cures. And he's very prone to depression. And this, as we mentioned, is dangerous. And it's certainly not helping the curing process. Again, this is something which many doctors or sisters and many people, even of the family or friends, are not careful with. Another point. It states that you must not say to him or do anything in his presence that will cause him anguish. For example, it's very common, especially amongst our Jews, bless them, that they're very emotional. So if a person is very sick, his close members of the family will come and they'll cry. The Mora says you're not allowed to do such a thing. It says you megarshin, you chase out of the room those people who are crying. They want to cry not in front of the cholah, because it's all you're doing is showing him how seriously he's sick. And you're bringing additional sadness to him. And from here can be yachbir olav esachela. From here you can make it worse. Must not let your emotions take over from your mind. It says, megarshim b'fonav hanishabechim b'fonav. Those that cannot keep a happy face in front of him, let's say he's very, very sick, then you're supposed to instruct him to leave the room. And it states even, we'll speak in a minute or two about vidui. Someone who's very sick, it's a mitzvah to do vidui with him. Vidui is where you tell him to repent from his sins. So it states that when you do vidui, you must make sure that there's nobody in the room that this is going to cause them to cry. The same thing, what happens if you get, heaven forbid, bad news from the doctor? He had tests, and heaven forbid the tests come back not good news. It is a whole question if one will be allowed to tell the chayla, to tell the sick person. You would be allowed to tell the sick person only if it's a benefit to him. But if it's not a benefit to him, and certainly if it can retard the sickness, then you're not allowed, minatori, you're not allowed to tell him. Because besides from the fact that you're being mitzareh hachela, you're bringing more suffering and pain to the chela. A person who's very sick, the lightest action can be the final straw. Therefore, the Gemara says you have to be very, very careful on this. And even if it's necessary, sometimes it's necessary to tell him, because you're going to have his cooperation for certain things. It must be done with great chokhmah, brought with great wisdom, and great tact, and great mesinus, great patience. Not you just come back and said, look, I got the report, and I'll be frank with you. The doctor can do that with the family, but not with the patient. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu states in this week's parsha, at the end of the parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram and he told him, Kach es bincho, kach es bincho es yichidecho, es yichidcho. Go and take your son, your only son, es Yitzchok, asher ahavto, Yitzchok. He slowly, phrase by phrase, brought this proposal to Abraham to take his son Yitzchok and make a sacrifice from him. Rashi asks why. So Rashi brings, because Shleyova Elov Pesapisoim Vitrev Daiti Shal Avraham Avinu. Because he didn't want to come in one jump to Avraham and tell him all of a sudden, take your son and sacrifice him. And then it would have been, Avraham would have panicked. So even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful. And with Avraham, so how much more so? And we find that the sages went to extreme lengths in order one should not upset emotionally or psychologically the chela, the sick person. For example, we're learning Baba Basra. There's a whole perek that deals with shchivmara. It states, divrei shchivmara kiksuvim ukimesurin domi. The deen is that if a sick person says, if a person would say, any person would say, I want to give 10,000 rand to so-and-so. I want to give, he wants to give his car to so-and-so. But no formal transaction, no kinyan took place, then it's not valid. It's dibur bi'alma, it's only talk. Naturally, it would be a mitzvah for him to keep his word, but we could not enforce it because there was no formal transaction. But the sages enacted a special law by a shchivmara, by someone who is seriously sick, that his words are kiksuvin ukumesurin domi. The words he says are just as if they are written and sealed. And therefore, if he says, I want to give this to so-and-so and this to so-and-so, and then he dies before any formal transaction takes place, by law, the courts can enforce it, that it must be given. Now, why did they do this? It says, Shalaititareif daitoi shalachela. Because he wants to do it, and he's afraid that if we'll wait to formal transactions, he might not have time, he might die first, and that itself will upset him. So in order not to upset the chela, because that's a danger for him, especially someone who is in such a situation of sickness, the sages enacted this law. Another example, Mora brings, if someone is bitten by a snake and a person comes along and he claims that he knows magic. Like you had in the Oriental wisdoms. They know magic, that if they will pronounce certain formulas, it can cure him from the snake bite. We are not allowed to engage in such practices. That's what's called Darkei Ameiri. We're not allowed to. And the Rambam says also, it won't help. He says it's nonsense. The Gemara says, but if someone is bitten by this snake, then you're allowed to have that person pronounce these formulas over for the sick person. The Rambam says why? Because since he was bitten, he's not only upset, he's panic stricken. If he feels that this will help him, even though in reality it's not going to help him, that at least will dispel the panic. And the Rambam says that itself can save his life. So therefore it's a matter of life and death, and you're allowed to do it. He says, even though that this will not help, but if the sick person thinks it'll help, physically it won't help him, but emotionally and psychologically it will. It will dispel the panic. That can save his life. He says, therefore it's a matter of life and death, and you're allowed to be able to transgress this negative commandment of getting involved in such things. So we see how far the emotional and the psychological stability of the patient can go. It's important. So then how much more so that we are not allowed to do anything that will cause it to deteriorate? And therefore the Gemara tells us also that when you come to a person who's very sick, and it's a mitzvah, like we mentioned, to say vidui with him, to tell him that he must do tshuva, and he must repent his sins and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for slichu mechila, for forgiveness. And he should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when he dies, that should be a kapora, that should be an atonement for all of his sins. So it states that when you come and you do this, you have to do it in a way that will not panic him. So what do you say? You say, Harbe armisvadim umisrafim. There are many people that it's the halach is that a sick person should say vidui, but there are many, many people that are misvadim that say vidui, and they get well. And there are many, many people that do not say vidui, and they die. So you talk to him in a way to show him that the vidui has nothing to do with his possible death, in order not to upset him. And you tell him also, you tell him that the vidui itself can be a schus that will make you get better. So from here we see the importance, where we must be very, very careful, which is with his emotional stability. Another point on this. Because of this, you must not tell him any bad news. Before we were speaking about a bad report that the doctors might have given him. But certainly you must not tell him bad news, which is not relevant to his his becoming better. It's not a mitzvah to come in and talk to him about bad things that are taking place, either in the country or in Eretz Yisrael or in his family, because that's just going to upset him, and there's no benefit whatsoever. Sometimes it's a benefit if he knows how sick he is, but this has nothing to do with it. And not only is it not a mitzvah, but it's also, it's forbidden. And even if, heaven forbid, a member of his family dies and he's sick, he's in the hospital, one is not allowed to tell him what took place. If he is so sick where this can endanger his condition. Now the Gemara brings that in general, Gemara brings in the beginning of Psochim, Meitzi Diba Huksil. In general, we should never tell bad news. It's States, someone who is the carrier of ill tidings is like Sil, is a fool. Unfortunately, many people do not know this. So it's good news we should tell people, not bad news. So you hear something bad, it's no mitzvah to go and tell other people. Unless there is a direct benefit from it. And someone who spreads around bad news, the Gemara says, Meitzidibo huksil, this is a fool, a foolish person. This is even by healthy people, where we're not so worried about their health. But nevertheless, don't be the carrier of bad news. The fact is, the Gemara tells us, that when you hear that someone died, heaven forbid, it's not a mitzvah to tell people. We find in the Chazals, they did everything possible that they shouldn't have to be the one who told when someone died. And only if there is a direct benefit from it, for example, the family has to know because it's a mitzvah on them to bury the person. So then it's a mitzvah to tell. If someone was going to come and give honor to the person by coming to his levaya, then it's a mitzvah to tell. But even then, the sages were very, very careful how to tell. They didn't want to tell explicitly. They would try every way in order that they shouldn't have to tell explicitly. They didn't want to be the carrier of bad news. If someone is an oval, he's a mourner, he's sitting shiva, it's a mitzvah to go be nicham avelim, to comfort the mourners, all right, then it's a mitzvah to tell people that so-and-so died and so is sitting shiva, so they'll go and visit him. But even then, you have to be careful how you do it. This is by healthy people. But the halacha is that if there is no direct benefit from this, for example, the person is not sitting shiva here in town. The person is being buried far away, or he already was buried. So it's only l'shem yediyah, it's only for information. And this, it states, if you tell, Shlomo HaMelech said, then that person is a great fool, and he must not tell. The fact is, the Gemara goes even further. The Gemara says that where someone lost a close member of his own family in a far off place, they would not tell him. Nobody would tell him. He'd find out for himself, he'd find out. But if it was already, he couldn't do anything about the burial, they wouldn't tell him. He wouldn't even know to sit shiva. They wouldn't tell him. So he wouldn't sit shiva. They wouldn't tell him. The Orach HaShulchan brings in Yoredeya Siman Tov Beis. Again, this is by healthy people. He says, Ar Minuk is to be makel by Bonim Zochorim. Shalei Min Adin. He says, really, even if, heaven forbid, a father dies, like today it's a little different. You have instant travel. Those days, though, many times, you know, someone was far away. If a father would die, he says, they would not even tell the children who were in a faraway place. He says, our custom is to tell the male children so they could say Kaddish. But not the daughters, because the daughters are not going to say Kaddish. And he says, even that is a kula, even that is a leniency in aloha. This is how far this aloha goes. If the sons can go to the funeral, then that's their obligation, they must know. See, if they can participate, it's a chayv, that's their obligation. But let's say that it's already afterwards. They can't do anything anyhow. He says, our custom is to tell the bonim zachori, the male children, so they can say Kaddish. But otherwise not. And anybody who does is nikra ksil, is called a fool. See, so this is how far this aloha goes. So certainly, when it comes to someone who is sick and he's in the hospital. Not only it's no mitzvah not to tell him these things, it's a great aveda to tell him these things. Again, this is something also that many people are not aware of and are not careful of. And certainly, it would be a mitzvah. By healthy people it's brought. What happens if he asks you explicitly? Are you allowed to lie? It says you shouldn't lie explicitly. Okay. The Gemara brings a case where he asked, someone came back from Bovel and he asked, how's my father? So he answered, your mother's well. He wouldn't tell him that your father died. He said, your mother's well. He couldn't tell him your father's well because the father had died. So he said, your mother's well. He says, I asked you about my father. He says, your mother's well. Then he understood. But by a sick person, there's a mitzvah to lie explicitly. If you have an old man in the hospital and he says, I haven't heard from my brother in Canada for a long time. How is he? See? And meanwhile, the family knows that he died. Is he well? There's a mitzvah gedola. It's a great mitzvah to lie. Because you're dealing here with sakonas nefoshes. You're dealing here, like we said, that can affect his health. And a person who is that sick, you're dealing with life and death. I remember I have in my notes from a shiur that I once gave on this before, that my son Rav David showed me that in the Mishnah in Masechet Brachos and Perek Tes Mishnah Beis states al hafseret hateves, on good news you make such a brocha, while shmuas rosh, and on bad news you make another brocha. This is what the Mishnah says. So the Tferes Yisrael asks, why when it comes to good news does it say Besora Toves? Besora means a declaration, an announcement, and good news and good announcements. And when it comes to bad news, it doesn't say Beseris Tevis, but it says Shmuas Rosh, which means when you hear bad news. He says, because good news is a mitzvah to be mavasir. Good news is a mitzvah to announce and to spread and to shout from the rooftops. See? Good news is a mitzvah to publicize. But bad news, you're not allowed to. So how does he know about it to make a brocha? He heard it. He happened to hear it. That's why it's called Shmuas Rosh. This is something we should teach our newspapers. Therefore, if we go one step further, it comes out that it's the greatest mitzvah to be misameach hachela, to make a chela feel happy. To come into a person and he's very seriously sick. Many times we're taken aback, we see how sick he is. And we look at him dumbfounded. And many people want to cry or they want... No. The best thing to do would be to smile and to make him happy and to joke with him. And that will lift up his spirits. And that'll be something which is very, very good for his health. The Gemara brings, it's something that even could save his life. Generally, the Gemara brings a story of, it states, this wasn't by sick people, but was by anyone like that. Especially elderly people, see, that have a lot of pain and suffering, and they're depressed. It's the greatest mitzvah. Gemara brings that there was someone who was walking in the marketplace and he met Eliyahu, and he asked Eliyahu, who are those who are destined for the world to come? So he pointed to two brothers. These two brothers were jokers. They used to go around telling jokes to people all the time. So he says, those two people? So he says, yeah. He says, because they make so many people happy. They go around and they lift up the spirits of people. This is a wonderful mitzvah. And they have the destiny for the world to come. And therefore also, which is very important now, to take care of his spiritual needs. Because this is a from the greatest chuyos. It would be the greatest merits of the sick person. For example, encourage him to be mispallel, to pray, to daven. If he can't daven properly, there are many, many halachas on how a sick person should daven. It's halachas in Shulchan Aruch. But why is it so important for a sick person to pray? For two reasons. Firstly, it's a mitzvah, and every mitzvah will help him. It'll help him on this world, and if it won't help him in this world, it'll help him on the next world. But secondly, because later on in our Sedra, it states where Abraham drove out Yishmael and his mother Hagar, and it says that Yishmael was dying. He was dying, he was sick, and he had nothing to drink, and he was dying. And it states that Hagar was mispallel, she prayed to Hashem. So it states, Vayishma lekim el kol hanar. Hashem listened, heard the voice of the child. Why did he listen to the voice of the child? Why not to the voice of Hagar, of the mother? Mikan she yofet tfilas achele mit tfilas acherim olob. Vihi kedemes liskabel. From here we see that the prayer of the sick person is more important than the prayer of others. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the sick person first, and he is answered quicker than the prayers of others. So therefore, it's a very, very great benefit if you can get the sick person to be mispallel. Or other mitzvahs, if he can put on tefillin, if he can give tzedakah, if he can learn. Sometimes a chela cannot learn, but he can listen. He can listen to a tape. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Or like we mentioned, tshuva and bidui. Or also, which is very important, is many times he might owe money. If a person owes money, it's a great mitzvah to help him organize his accounts so they're paid up. Because this is a great chayv, this is a great debt against him if he dies and leaves debts unpaid. Actually, the Chofetz Chaim writes he says it's a great mitzvah to get a sick person to put all of his everything in order, and therefore many times they would come to a sick person and they would have him tell him to write his will and organize everything properly. He says other places they were afraid to do that because, again, like we said, that would cause panic with him. He says the Chochmas Odom writes that the minig, the custom was in the old community of Berlin, that they had a standard custom that when a person was sick for 3 days, so the gaboim of the Bika Chelim had a committee of Bika Chelim, and they would go to the person and they would say that this is our standard custom here in the city, that anyone who is sick for 3 days, you know, seriously sick, he writes a will, he writes down the money he owes that will be paid, or other people that owe him money. He says vidui. He says this was a very, very good system, because then nobody became overly upset from it. Then he writes, the greatest thing that you can do for the sick person is to help him fulfill all of the demands, the spiritual demands, whichever he can do now in case he's leaving the world. And to the contrary, he says many times a mitzvah will be the schus that he needs to live. So he brings from the Zayir HaKadosh that how great a schus this is for the one who's doing this. that if you could get a sick person to do a mitzvah, and you can bring them through this life in this world, a life in the next world, he says, this is enormous chus, this is an enormous merit for that person who's doing it. If you can convince someone to do tshuva, or for example, to give tzedakah, or for example, imish omutu, if he's a wealthy man and he never gave tzedakah as he should, you tell him to do this now, or at least to accept upon himself that he will do it, or his children will do it. He'll do it when he gets better, or his children will do it. He says, this itself many times is matzelis lo'odam. This can save him on this world. And if it won't save him on this world, it certainly will help him in the next world. Another very important facet the Gemara brings is to be mispalel for him. That when one goes to visit him, they should pray for him. And actually the Gemara brings, the Peskim bring, that without this you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. You must be mispalel for him, you must pray for him. This can do a great deal for him. Because of that, the Gemara even says that you shouldn't visit him at a time when he looks, when he's better than he really is. It says in the early morning, a sick person is really better than he really is. You shouldn't visit him at that time, because you'll see that he looks so good, you'll say he's getting better, and you'll forget about it. And to the contrary, you shouldn't visit him at a time, it says, late at night, because then usually he's worse than he is. It states at night, the sickness becomes worse. Why? Because then you'll say, you'll think he's so bad, that nothing can help him, and you won't be mispalel. So therefore, it's very important mitzvah to be mispalel. And because of this also, we said that you should not tell people bad news. To tell someone that he's sick, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to publicize. Why? The Gemara says, because, like we said before, the sick person needs the help of other people. If nobody's going to know he's sick, so nobody will come to help him. Nobody will come to be mispalel. The Gemara Nedarim brings, it says, Reb Chalbe cholash. Reb Chalbe became sick. Nofek Rav Kahana Achri. So Rav Kahana went and announced in the whole city. He says, Reb Chalbe boish le'ika dekoy osi. He says, Reb Chalbe is sick. Whoever that can go visit him and help him. See. The Gemara brings that the reward of a person for a person who comes and fulfills this mitzvah is very great indeed. And he has Keren Kayemus Leilam Abo. Since it's from the mitzvahs of Chesed, it's a very, very, very great reward in the next world. But since it's from the mitzvahs of Chesed, not only is it a reward in the next world, but Eichel Peres Beilam Azeh, but he eats from the fruits of it in this world. And the Gemara Nedarim brings four benefits he has from it in this world. States, firstly, is Nitzel Min Yetzohorim. He's saved from the Yetzohorim. Secondly, he will be saved from affliction and suffering. Thirdly, everyone will give him kovod, honor. And fourthly, good people will come to be his friends. This is what the Gemara brings. What are the reasons? So there are simple reasons we can give for all of this. Nitzel min ha-yetzer hara, he will be saved from the yetzer hara. If a person wants to be saved from the yetzer hara, he should go into a hospital or a meshim skenim, an old age home, and he sees sick people. The Gemara says one of the best ways to be saved from the yetzer hara is yaskir es yema miso. He should remember what man's end is. Mm-hmm. It's lightheadedness and folly which brings many times a person to sin. When he sees suffering and when he sees what people go through, there can be no better lesson for a person when it comes to the Yetzer Hara.
He's saved from affliction, yesurim, that's mita keneged mita, because this is what bika chelim is. He's trying to lighten the suffering of others. So therefore, his suffering is lightened. Hakol miskabdin lei, everyone gives him honor. Two reasons for this. Firstly, when you bika chelim is you're giving other people honor. The fact that you've come, that's a great honor to him. And people appreciate that. You've taken the time to come and see me. So therefore, mita keneged mita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that people will give you honor. There's another reason also. You know, there are many, many undertakings, even not only in the physical world, but even in the spiritual world, where that are glamorous. For example, we got many Jews who sit on committees of various institutions. Many are there and they do wonderful work. Unfortunately, there are many there who go for it because of the glamour, of the prestige. In visiting the sick and caring for the sick, there's very little glamour. It's not from the mitzvahs that people run after because of the glamour. Doesn't have to do with, there's not flowing champagne. The fact is, it's probably just the ultimate of the opposite. When someone who takes care of the sick and takes care of the elderly, you cannot say he's doing it for glamour. The Gemara tells us someone who pursues honor, then honor will run away from him. But someone, on the other hand, who is not interested in honor, then honor will chase him. Therefore, those people who get into the thick of things and they care for the needs of the sick and the elderly, they are not interested in honor. And then honor will pursue them. So therefore, hakol miskabdin lei. People will come and give them honor. And then the fourth is nizdamnim lei reim tevim. They will get good friends. Because someone who comes and visits the sick is a good chover, he's a good friend. And therefore, in return, he'll get good friends. I would like just to conclude with one or two words from the Chofetz Chaim. He writes, firstly, he says, in his time, I don't know if this is, I'm certain this is not as common today as it was then, but unfortunately it could still be common. He says in his time people become very negligent in this mitzvah, and especially if the sick person is a poor person, they neglect him. And many times he says it's negia leila pikuach nefesh mamash. We're dealing here with actual life and death. Because a poor person, this is talking in Lithuania, it was the winter time. The house could have been cold. Maybe he didn't have food. He used his meager wages to live off of, but now that he's sick, he's not working. Who's going to take care of him? Who's going to take care of his family? And he says he doesn't know why this mitzvah has become so light to us. Or he says the person who is very, very well placed person in society, and he has many, many acquaintances and associates and friends, okay. But the other one, and he says, "Manari haso inyan aneira ze." He says, "What should we elaborate on this for?" He says, "The Gemara tells us in such a case that." If anything, heaven forbid, happens to that person, we're responsible, and we would have to say, Yodeinu leishofches adam azeh. Like the Gemara says by Egla Arufa, that if someone is murdered outside of a city, the elders, and they couldn't find the murderer, the elders had to bring a sacrifice. And they had to say, don't hold us responsible for this. And why? The Gemara says, why should they be responsible? Because they let the man go out of the city without a proper escort and perhaps without food and without drink. So he says, how much more so here? and therefore he says, Ashrei, how fortunate it is of those kehillas. He says that have organized chevras bikachelim. They have organized associations for bikachelim. And this is its purpose. Purpose not so much to care for the ones who are well placed, but its purpose are to care for the poor and the needy of the community and the helpers of the community when they become sick. And they go in and they see that he has a doctor and they see that he has proper medical care and they see that if he cannot pay for it, money will be found to pay for it, and they see that he has proper food. He says, they are protecting the city from being ever transgressing the negative commandment of Leisamer al Dam Re'echo, that one should not stand by and watch the blood of his fellow Jew being spilt. And he says, Ashrei, how fortunate it is for these cities that have such associations, and all kehillas should organize such associations. Actually, this would be in a big city like Johannesburg, this would be more proper if every shul, see, would organize its own association to keep tabs of its entire membership in this situation. At least it would take care of those who are members of shuls. Then he writes another thing. He writes in his Agoy, he says, I recently heard. He says, there are certain killers that are starting something new. And he says, how wonderful it is. And they call it Linas HaTzedek. Linas HaTzedek, this comes from the word to sleep, to stay all night. He says, when they hear that they have a group of people, and everyone takes a turn, and when they hear that someone is sick, so one of their group goes to that house, and he stays up all night with the sick person. And he says, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing, because many times, he says, the sick person needs something at night, and nobody's there to take care of him. And not only is it a comfort, and not only it can help him get better quicker, but many times it can even save his life. And he says, even if this person, incidentally, this is not only for the homes, even in hospitals, many people that they're in a hospital, but the hospitals can't put someone in his room all night. And he says, and even if the home this person has a family, but he says it's common. He says the family's falling off their feet because for the last 2-3 nights they've been up with him all night. And he says it's very common that when someone was sick in a family, the family itself became so fermented that after he got well, other people got sick in the family just from exhaustion and fatigue. So he says, how wonderful such, called Linas HaTzedek, how wonderful, he says, such an organization is. And they should have all of the brochas. These are some of the points on the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim that we learn out from the beginning of our Sedver. Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eleinim Amreim Ve'hu Yeshe Peset Heil Kechem Ayem HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avraham. Why? So the Gemara says, Rashi brings, Omar Reb Chama Bachanina Yem Shlishi Le'Milosehu, was the third day of the Bris Milah. Uba HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shol b'shleima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, to seek Avraham's welfare. All of those who participate in this mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay them great reward.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226 Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.